One summer when I was in high school, I would always help the Richters out on their farm, on the family farm, out by Minokin. And one day we were driving to check the alfalfa fields to see if it was time to cut the hay. And my Uncle Patrick and I drove down the road, and much to our surprise, all of the neighbor's sheep were in the alfalfa field. 100 of them, white spots everywhere among the green. And again, I didn't really know anything about sheep, neither does my uncle. But I remember looking out there and thinking, oh boy, they're all going to die, right? They're all going to die of bloat. And there's no way we can like get them. They're everywhere. We're going to destroy the crop. We're going to, I'm sure, destroy some of them by the time it's over. And so we sat there for a few minutes just looking at them, wondering what to do. And after a pause, I just remember my uncle honking the horn. And do you know what the sheep did? They all turned and they looked at us. And then every single one of them ran back to the farmer's yard and into the pen that they came out of. And we walked over and just closed the gates. It was amazing. So much different than how cattle would have responded. The point for us today is, right, is those sheep knew the voice of their master. They knew where to go, right, when they were called home. And so for us today, the challenge is that we be obedient to Jesus' voice and to the voice of his church. Do we know where to go? Do we know who we're following? And do we obey when we hear that voice? So today we just ask Jesus, help me to be obedient to your voice and to the voice of your church that you left here on earth.